in for it.
I've also heard rumors about other people considering the possibility of resigning, and I would like to strongly urge you to reconsider. You people have been a part of it. You have a wealth of knowledge, and I think we need, this is a time of crisis for the country, this is a time of crisis for the nation, and even though we don't all agree on it all the time on everything, we know what we got here. We don't know what we might be replaced with. We know what we got here. And I'd rather what is this saying? I'd rather the devil you know.
And
the angels that you know than the ones that you don't know. So that's my view on it, and I hope that you would reconsider, because this year, you know, we've had our battles, but we have done. I'm going to take a little time here just for this meeting, because this is my last meeting as chair, if you will give me that privilege. We have done a lot of things. We have had our battles, but we have done a lot. We have made some progress in a number of events. I mean, you guys can remember more others that I may not have jotted down, but I've jotted down a few. The transparency that we've created with the Finance Committee about what's happening with the budget. I mean, that is huge.
Big time.
Big time. And it was because of this board that was able to happen. All the lawsuits are settled. And that is huge, too. And that was a weight we were carrying. We were very instrumental in hiring the new GM. That was huge. And these are big things that we're talking about. We've established the outreach committee. What was the thing that our friend is... the black guy... Committee Advisory Board. We've established that. All these things that we have been trying. We've established the Conflict Resolution Committee, which gives us ways of dealing with issues that we haven't been able to deal with before. And because there hadn't been a system, drastic measures were taken in place of that, which were, some think, and I agree, were very unfair to some members. Jack Van Aken also was very instrumental in reestablishing something else just recently. What was that? Another form of, I can't think of what it was, but it's something that had been ongoing for years, but really hadn't been going.
The Ethic Working Group.
Thank you. What was it again, please?
The Ethic Working Group of the Senate.
Right, and he's reestablished that, hasn't he?
Yes.
Right, so that. We have also managed to stop the $1 million loan on KPFK. And all these things, you can all drop yourself, pat yourself on the back. It wouldn't have got done without you people and the work and
the
effort
moment.
That you put into it.
For the moment.
For the moment.
For the moment.
Yes. Right. I also want to say, end with this. As I pass the hammer on to the next chair, I would like to pass on a board that will concentrate on unity. As the saying goes, a house divided cannot stand alone. And that applies to a board. We battle. That's fine. We don't always agree on things. That's fine. But we are one unit, and we have to keep our eye on the ball on what our priorities really are, which is the mission statement and KPFK. That is where our loyalties lie. They don't lie with other members on the board above KPFK and the mission. Every issue that we deal with, I'm hoping for the next chair, that issue will be looked at with its own with its own merit, and that board members will vote for resolution or what have you on the merits of that particular issue and not on the loyalty of a certain group or friends or what friends might agree with. We have to be individual in this, and we have to think about what is best for the nation and keep our eye on the ball in that respect. So that is what I would hope that we would pass on. And lastly, I would like to say, the war in Gaza seems to be a silent war. You have people dying.
It's not a war.
The conflict, I'll say. But
calling it war is
I understand. Let's call it the conflict.
Right.
But what the point I'm trying to make is this: these people are dying, and there are horrendous things happening, and this country goes along as if nothing is taking place. If I had the money, I personally would get on a plane and head over there. And I have a friend who's doing just that, and I'm really sad that I can't afford to be over there also. I think that people who aren't Jewish and people who aren't Palestinian need to speak up as well. This is an issue that's involving humans, and it should not be done.
Are we going to adjourn to the federal government?
I'm going tomorrow myself for the funeral.
I would love to call for a moment of silence for the 800 already 800 victims in Palestinians in Gaza, and the more than 3,000 that have been killed in what is a war on Gaza.
Yes. It's not a war.
Okay, Well, my remarks are going to end with a suggestion that Sherna had given me, that we do give a minute of silence to these victims. And if there are no objections, I would like to start now. Thank you so much. Okay, before we go on to the roll call, I would like to thank five people in particular that have helped me as chair. I'd like to start off with my vice chair, Steve Weatherwax. Thank you so much. I would also like to thank, and don't applaud all these people because there are four of them, and two of them are people who have met with me outside of the LSB to inform me, to bring me up to scratch, to really just help this chair understand the job that we have before us. And those members are Leslie Rasser, Sean O'Brien, Sherna Glupp, and Grace Aaron. Thank you so much for your help. And so now with that, we will go into roll call. Would someone be willing to keep time? Thank you so much. And would someone be willing to be secretary today? Any volunteers for secretary?
There should be someone from the listeners, too.
I'll volunteer.
You're a good man. I don't care what they say about you. Good man.
Would you like a computer?
No, it's okay.
Come on,
you're a professor. You
definitely can. I'll take some rough notes.
Okay, and I'll do it.
Does someone want to take the roll and the roll on the vote? I have some roll calls.
Steve?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Come on, want to pass that over to Steve, please?
All right, Grace Aaron?
Here.
Dave Adelson? Jonathan Alexander? Here. Yolanda Anguiano?
Here.
Chris Condon?
Here.
Israel Fuhrer.
Yes.
Shana Gluck.
Yes.
Dan Goodman.
Yes.
Ian Johnstone.
Present.
Rufina Juarez. Tracy Larkins.
Present.
Ali Lexa.
Here.
Sean Casey O'Brien.
Here.
Reza Poore.
Yes.
Margaret Prescott.
Here.
Leslie Radford.
Here.
Summer Reese.
Here.
Rico Ross.
Present.
Linda Sutton. Donna Warren.
Here.
Steve Otherwise won't go. Yes. Gabrielle Woods. Yoshimanaka. Lamont, you're here. Okay.
Yoshu will be coming. He's going to be a little late. He's coming.
Okay.
Are we taking this meeting?
Yeah.
I want to be sure. That's good. 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 Let me, I just want to repeat these names.
Yes, please.
This one. Okay. So, Aaron, Alexander, Aguiano, Poirier, Goodman, Larkin, Lexa, O'Brien, Poor, Prescott, Radford, Ross, Reese, Warren, Rutherwatt, Yates.
Gluck.
Gluck, okay.
Anyone up next? Yeah. Oh, Johnson?
Johnson,
no. Thank you. There's 19 of you sitting there. There we go. Okay, moving on to the next item on the agenda, the approval of the agenda. Has everyone had an opportunity to look at the agenda?
We don't have to.
My printer ran out of ink this weekend.
Rico?
Yes.
Do we have a place for excuse absence?
We usually do that at this point.
Yes, we do.
We may not be able to do it, but I'm just waiting for an issue.
How many absences are there for it?
Five. It should be five.
Five.
Yeah, okay.
Four. Four.
It should be four.
Adelson is coming, so that makes it. And Yoshi is coming, that makes that two.
Rufina's coming,
that makes that one.
And Gabrielle would be the one.
Maybe we can wait a little bit and we can bring it up a little bit.
Okay, that sounds good.
We'll time on it.
Okay. The next thing is the approval of the minutes. Has everyone had an opportunity of the agenda? The agenda, my printer was out of ink. It cost $92.99 to reseal that damn. And they didn't have the cartridge, and they won't have it until Monday. So I couldn't print, and Grace was kind enough to print a number of these up, but not enough for everyone.
Get a
brighter
laser.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you.
Here's an
answer over here. So I've got one. Have a quick look at the agenda, and if you'd like to approve it if there are no objections. Move that we approve the agenda.
Second.
Okay, you have two public comment periods, one in the first part of the meeting and the second.
This is for the body, though. Yeah.
Okay, you have 3 10-minute public.
Thank you.
Three public.
Yes.
Is it part of the Assembly of Delegates' job to set the LSV meeting calendar?
No.
So, in other words, number 5 in the Assembly of Delegates ought to be moved to the LSV meeting.
The second half of the LSV meeting.
So I moved the make it number 5 to go in, you know.
Above committee report?
Point of order, Tim.
We're approving minutes, so we're approving the agenda.
Yeah, so just move that to number 5.
Okay, Shana is suggesting that technically that ought to be part of the discussion of the agenda of the Assembly of Delegates. But whatever it is, we all agree it needs to be moved.
Okay, so shall we leave that until we have the Assembly of Delegates?
Sure.
That's okay. Any other attendance? Seeing none.
I'm wondering if maybe we should have P&D Director's report earlier. kind of important.
Yeah, everybody. Seems to be the record
support. Number three on the committee.
Right. Where are you suggesting?
Maybe up in the first half. Before
a clarification.
We've got to get the election
there. We're approving the entire agenda, right? The first part of the LSC meeting and then the second part. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. So during the second part, Tracy, is that what?
Yes, you're talking about number three of the second part.
To move up to number one.
I'm thinking move it up after number five in the first part?
No.
So what do you think?
No. I think it needs to go after the election of delegates.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
In other words, instead of having the committee reports first and the LSC, okay, I move that that number three in the LSB meeting continue be moved up to before number one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tracy, will you accept that?
Yes.
Okay, so that'll become number one, and then they'll just follow suit after that.
Yes.
Correct?
And I apologize to Dan. I think if we're approving the entire agenda, then we do need to move that item five into the bottom part.
Yeah.
I would like to move it to number. I move to move it to number two before the committee report. Is that?
I second that. Before people start drifting off.
If we're going to work out the calendar, we ought to be working it out while we're waiting to hear the votes, okay? Because while we're waiting to hear the votes, that's a very constructive thing to do, and that's what we did last year.
I agree. I second that.
Is that time up? Time is up. Is there a motion to extend time?
1 minute?
No. Where are you proposing to move it?
Okay. Shall we leave it? Are people happy with the agenda as it is?
Where is it going to go?
We'll do it while we're taking votes.
Yeah, working up.
We need to spend time before we decide.
Exactly. Okay. Either we're going to agree that we're settling it as accepting it as it is, or we're going to have to.
Okay, move it then for
1 minute.
One minute.
Would you like to take a friendly amendment of 1 minute?
1 minute is fine.
Okay, no objection?
Okay.
I second
Sean's concept of working out the agenda, working out the calendar while we're in the middle of votes.
Okay, waiting for the vote. Okay. So therefore, it will stay as it has been amended. Yes?
No. Part one after number five, during five, is what you mean, Jim?
During the election of the directors and the election of officers, when the votes are being counted.
Right.
They thought
so
we were moving
it
out of the city of delegates and into LSC meeting, which is the
original
point, right?
Rico, for clarity's sake, we're talking about moving assembly agenda item 5 to coincide with LSC meeting 5 in the first section.
Right.
Correct?
Right.
For clarity.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Point out that number four under the LSB meeting is the election results, and we have all that business before that. So I would still have no problem moving that item about the calendar.
Motion to extend time for 2 minutes.
Motion to extend time 2 minutes. That's second. No objection? Thank you.
I would still like to see that move after the PNB director's report, which would put it still in front of the election results.
Where would you put it now?
I would put it, if we do this, I'd like to put it after the PNB director's report.
Well, I hear.
Okay, which would still put it before we get the election results, which we don't think that.
You wouldn't want it after three. No, I just want to use the time wisely while we're waiting for the results.
Three is now one. Calendar would be two.
And the GM would be three. I don't know.
And committee reports would be three. And the non-existent GM report would be four. And then we get the election results.
Okay. After this.
Which would come after the committee report.
One more time. Second part of the LSC meeting, after the delegates meeting, is number one is which?
I'm proposing number one be the PNB director's report.
It's currently number three in part two.
Okay. Right. Number two would be work out 2009 LSC meeting calendar from the Assembly of Delegates. Number three, the committee report. Number four, be the non-existent GM report. And number five, the election results. So that's my motion. point of information, it will then not be being done during the time the votes are being counted. So yes, you can go on that. Right. It will be, because the election results come at the end of that meeting. That's my number five item. Okay.
Yeah.
Can I?
Okay. Yes, please.
Maybe add just hopefully a friendly amendment to level, and that work that the issue of the calendaring and scheduling of meetings be taken up by the chair as is practical during the
good.
Okay.
Okay.
Stay fine with that.
Okay. With that said, I didn't get that
last one. The chair will use their discretion.
Yeah. The chair will use the chair's discretion to try to schedule the meeting while, you know, there's downtime while the election results, while the votes are counted.
Motion to extend 1 minute.
No,
take the vote.
We need a minute to vote.
Move to accept the amendment. Are there any objections? Vote to extend 1 minute.
Second. No objection.
We'll start. Okay, there you go.
Thank you.
Now, we're going to vote on it now. Are there no objections to the agenda as amended? Are there any objections to the agenda as amended? Seeing none. It is approved. Great. Moving on to the next item, the election of officers, including...
Approval of minutes.
I said before that we didn't have the minutes. We don't have a copy of the hard copy of the minutes now. I would like to postpone that to a later date so that people can actually look at them if they're going to vote them, if they're going to approve them.
Motion to postpone the confirming of the minutes to the next meeting in February.
A second.
Thank you. Any objections? Seeing none. Done. Now we're on item five, the election of officers. Who are we having to yes, Ms. Luck?
I would like to nominate Steve Weatherwell. Please.
Second.
One moment, please. You're nominating whom? Weatherwell.
Steve Weatherwell is chair. The recommendation was that the secretary and treasurer elections be postponed for 1 month in order to have cut so that those people could be from the public. They didn't have to be board members. So the election would only be for chair and vice chair.
Mm-hmm. Are you moving that,
Cheryl? Hold on.
Move it 1 second.
Yeah, the governance committee couldn't recommend. That the secretary and treasurer election be postponed to February meeting so that there's an opportunity to get CART to recruit.
Yeah. As your current treasurer, I'm totally afraid of that. Thank you.
Yes, please.
Well, I don't know where this would go, but I'm just concerned about between now and then not having a treasurer, and I would like to move that the current treasurer continue on until the new treasurer be elected.
Second. Any objection? Being none. Great. Okay, thank you, Jonah, for that clarification. So we're just looking for chair and vice chair, right? Steve has been nominated. Any other nominations? Yes?
Okay, I'd like to nominate my honorable member of LLP.
I nominate Dave Adelson for vice chair.
We should do them one at a time.
Let's do chair and then we'll move on to vice. That's fine. Anyone else for chair? We have two, Chris and Steve. Last time? Done. Okay. For vice chair, nominations, please. Yes, please.
Board of?
Yes.
I think we need to complete chairs because it may be whoever doesn't win chair might
be vice chair. Okay, thank you, Sharon. So I thought we need to get a vote on.
Okay,
can I make a
motion? Yes, please. Okay, Jack Van, at the Governance Committee, Jack Van Aiken requested that I ask Michael Lauer to be the teller for this meeting, these elections. And he kindly agreed. Mike, can you stand up so everybody knows who you are? This is Michael Lauer.
Can we ask the owner of this if I can cut a slit into it?
Yeah, you can do it.
I'm going to cut a slit. Oh, I'm tabulating the elections. For those of you who don't know, I was the one hired by Dan Siegel to redo the election after one of the elected board members was declared ineligible to sit. So I was the one attending that back in those in May.
What is your last name? June.
June in July. L-A-U-E-R, June in July. How quickly did that go?
Yes, Ms. Lauer?
Well,
I want to suggest that Chair Goodman is here that he assists Mr. Lauer in the process.
Absolutely.
Does anyone have any objection?
No, second. What was the motion? That Terry Goodman is here, that he assists Michael.
If Terry has an objection. Thank you, Terry.
I have no objection, and I have a chance for ALC members who don't have one.
Michael, what's your last name? Now, Lauer, do you want to explain that exactly how we're going to do this?
Yeah, I am Bridget Ballard.
I'm sorry. One moment, please. Let me get some order here.
I have Bridget Ballard for the chair and vice chair. They're blank. So what you do is just fill in who you're voting for with the preference number. You're encouraged to do as many preferences as there are candidates. You're asked not to rank two candidates of the same number. However, on your set of the bylaws, it doesn't invalidate your ballot because it got harder to count. But if you can make a choice, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 versus 1, 2, 2, 4, 5, that would be preferred. And then we'll collect them in the spot. So
and also, you're both more strength.
Yeah. And then for the, I guess, the listener, the PNB, the listener sponsor director, I already have some printed up with some names on it, but more can be added, as well as the staff director.
Okay.
And then and chairman, vice chairman, secretary, treasurer, but those who have been put on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I would like to request that the public in attendance be allowed to comment upon the candidates and have their input upon the board for the vote.
Okay. They have been set aside some time for a couple.
And also for the PNB.
It's there on the agenda.
It is on the agenda. But they haven't had a chance to look at the agenda because we only have so few. Okay, thank you. So, the vote, that's what we just
on
each of them. That's what we just said.
And do we want to make a statement to tell us about
it? Okay, great. Yeah, we'll go.
Can I have Tom to decline it?
Well, we're going to do 30 minutes for the total thing, 25 minutes and 5 minutes for public comment. That's the way it's
okay, so
the
not interspersed is not what you're talking about? You're talking about 25 for the board?
Just 30 total.
5 minutes.
And
public
comment. All right. Thank you. Okay. So, would someone want to nominate an amount of time for the candidate to speak?
I think we agreed with 1 minute. We recommended 1 minute speeches.
Okay, 1 minute speeches.
And 1 minute question. 2 minutes.
2 minutes for question.
Yeah. Okay, 1 minute speech and 2 minutes Q&A?
I think that's what we decided.
Yeah.
I don't think we really voted on that, virtually. I think we just tried now.
Well, would someone like to suggest that? Is that
Rico?
Yes.
I just want to note it says election of officers plural 30 minutes. It means we have, in this case, two officers. So keep that in mind. It isn't 30 minutes just for the chair nominee.
Right.
Otherwise, we're going to be in a time warp again.
Right. Exactly. Okay, thank you. So we've agreed upon 1 minute for speech. Do we want to do 2 minutes for a question?
If necessary.
Any objections to that? Seeing none, we'll go the recommendation of the government.
You know, I want to point out we have 18 minutes and 20 seconds left before we go into public comment. Bye.
Thank you so much. Okay. Chris and Steve, either one of you guys want to do the do first? Defer to Steve?
Well, all I can say is that
I'm sorry, before you start, can I ask you to stand up so that you might be able to hear you better? And to speak loudly.
All I can say is I've been vice chair. I've chaired a couple of times, so you kind of know my style. I'm a quiet guy, try to be fair. My attendance is excellent. I'm always early to have the room set up and all of that. I'm a little weak on Robert's rules. I have to study hard for that. But if I'm elected, I'll be very committed and I'll be a fair and a very good chair, and it'll be a privilege for me to do so.
Now, would the board like to have questions now, or would you both have their okay, Mr. Conner?
I have very much admired the way Rico has chaired this past year.
Oh, that's not going to give me any votes.
What I've admired about it, Rico, is the way that you have reached out to both sides. I don't really understand all the reasons for the factionalism here, but I would hope to not be governed by factionalism, to be fair to both sides, and to be a facilitator for the body to express its will rather than be expressing my will. My will would have no role in it whatsoever, and I think that also Steve would make an excellent chair, and if I am privileged to be nominated to be elected chair, I would be honored to nominate Steve as vice chair. And I have also admired very much the way Jack Van Aken has chaired meetings. His calmness, knowledge of Robert's rules, and fairness. And his willingness to keep his personal opinions out of it, and to not be reactive in the face of a controversy, has been admirable. And I, for one, am going to miss Jack, even though we didn't agree on all issues. I would hope to be able to see Jack and Rico. Both as examples of how to be a good chair, even though they have different styles. And thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the compliment. Okay. Any questions from the board first, and then we'll take questions from the audience before we vote. Yes, please. Yes, you said.
I'm wondering if the two candidates would indicate how they propose to ameliorate the conflict that we have, like the end of our last meeting. I'm not saying you have to have a magic solution, but how are we supposed to have things a little more stability and more candor and more effectiveness on the part of this board? Because that's the question, really. Those three things. Stability, candor, and effectiveness. What would you think of?
Shall we take this question first? I don't mind. Would you like to take it first? Okay.
I will say one thing. If I encounter a meeting like the last one, I definitely am going to call whoever is disrupting out of order. And I'm going to make it stick. I will not tolerate, as chair, I will not tolerate the kind of meeting we had the last time. It was an embarrassment as far as I was concerned. Our general manager was here, we had a large number of public here, and I mean, we're here to get business accomplished, not to have disruptions. So I mean, I will consult Robert's rules, and if I have to, I will take action by, we have a committee now, this committee, and I will refer people to that committee if that has to be done.
Thanks so much, sir.
I think Steve and I would handle it more or less in the same way. I would. I think that with due respect to Rico, I think that we did not exactly follow Robert's rules last time, and rather than make a ruling from the chair, I would refer the matter to body for immediate disciplinary action. I mean, on the spot, without referring it to committee, just immediately right then and there. And I would not hesitate in expelling a member from this body if there was no other alternative. Thank you so much.
Excuse me, could you put the dog on a leash? He's going around sniffing people. I don't know. I don't like it.
Who dog?
I really don't like it.
Please.
Come on,
please.
He's harmless. I don't care.
Okay, thank you so much. Next question? Anyone else with a question?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
It sounds to me like what we heard that both members would be willing to refer matters for discipline. It seems to me like the last time that the conflict came about points of order. Will you be willing to recognize properly taken points of order and deal with them and make a ruling upon them so that your ruling may be challenged?
If I may, Mr. Condon, answer the question first this time?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And if I may, then do we feel it's appropriate for someone who's trying to do a show on KPFK to run for chair on the local station board?
Out of order.
That's a question. I didn't name anybody.
It's a question.
Do anyone of you want to address that? The question was, do you feel it's fair for someone who wants a show to run for chair?
We can do it both at the same time.
I'll take you this time, Mr. West. What do I?
Anybody that runs a show on KPFK?
No, do you think that it's fair for someone who wants a show on KPFK to run for chair?
Well, it depends. I mean, if they're, like I'm going to come from a personal point of view on this. I'm not trying to get a show, so I have no agenda here. If somebody's trying to going to be chair to make it, easier for them to get a show on the air or something like that, using their position to get a show. No. I mean,
there's loyalty.
Pardon me?
Right. Okay.
If they want to have a show, that's fine. If it's not interfering, if it's not part of their personal agenda, they get a show.
Thank you so much. Ms. Condon? Well, since the question is directed at me, I'll be very frank. I did submit a program proposal over a year ago, long before I was on the board. It was approved. We presented pilots long before I was on the board. Those pilots were approved, but then it reached the invisible black wall of 9/11 censorship at KPFK. And that
white
issue,
wall.
Huh?
White wall.
The invisible white wall. So all of that was done before I became part of the LSB. I have not in any way used being part of governance to advance that agenda. But if I could have a moment more to fully respond. All right. Because the question
you have time.
The question was directed at me.
Yeah.
And I think that it would be I don't see there's anything wrong with people who are programmers being on the LSB. But I think that they have to create the propriety and create a distinction between being a programmer and being part of governance. And I think that it is unseemly, even if it's not wrong, it's unseemly for a person in governance to advance their own personal agenda. And I have not done that. But then on the other hand, dealing with the issue of the invisible white wall, thank you, Margaret, where political and programming decisions are made in secret by machinations that are invisible to even us here on the LSB, not to mention listeners, where persons, I'm not going to name them or even describe their roles, but where they are definitely usurping the role of governance, definitely usurping the role of management, seeking to pursue a very narrow political agenda which excludes this and excludes that. It really goes against the very foundations of Pacifica to have this censorship, not only the censorship, but this kind of invisible censorship.
Out of order.
I do not consent that it was out of order.
Okay.
I'm answering the question.
No, I agree. The question was asked. I gave him, and he has 2 minutes to answer it. We agreed upon a 1 minute question, 2 minute answer.
That's right.
Okay. So that. Thank you so much. This gentleman would like to ask the question.
Yes,
please.
Chris, would you do the right thing if elected to the chair, and also to select you to get your program on the air, to then while you're on the other speech, to recuse yourself from votes which have to do with your own program?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, if I have a program, I may resign as chair because I only have a limited amount of time to give to this, and it's not a question of any kind of authority. I just would probably not have the time to do both, and so it, but at a minimum, I would do that.
Yes, please.
Yes, my comment, since this is a listener comment, I do prefer that someone impartial is Steve Weatherwell, but the best person called upon to chair this position for all the reasons that we are seeing right now. And so, with all due respect to Mr. Condon, which I fully support his effort to get the program on the air, as he knows, I do respect also the fact that this body needs an impartiality that we have not seen recently have demonstrated some. I think Mr. Weatherwax can bring us some light on that.
Thank you so much, and thanks for the compliment.
Call the question. Call the question.
The question has been called.
We have another question.
Point
of information.
Yes.
Point of order, actually. We were going to use 25 minutes before we went to 5 minutes of the comments. So I'm just going to add another 5 minutes on when you hear the buzzer ring, and we're commingling.
Okay, great. Thank you.
I just have to do a call of the meeting. I'm going to be very careful about what I say now, because Rico, I consider you a friend, and I don't consider that the way the chair handled the last meeting was fair, basically. So I implore the new chair to be very careful as not to allow comments from other officers, underhanded comments that come. Exactly, and not to allow, because I think that the reaction that occurred at that meeting was to those comments that were allowed by the chair. So I think in terms of keeping the decorum, you have to be very aware about where comments are coming from, and be very aware about that. Thank you.
Can I comment on that, since you did mention the chair? I saw that too. I saw just what you saw, and I saw it start something. It lit a fire.
Yes.
And I addressed that person for that. But I don't know how a chair can stop a person from blurting something out other than to say, don't do that, which I did. The only thing a chair can do after that is to try and create order and decorum again, which that was not allowed at that time. Yes. So, please. I'm sorry.
John,
what's your surname?
Markowitz.
Markowitz, thank you.
I just want to say that, Chris's diplomatic comments notwithstanding, everybody has an agenda here. I think really the chair has to, first of all, if Robert's Rules of Order is the process in which it's supposed to be adhered to, then it has to be adhered to equally. And it also has to be adhered to properly. So if the chair, whoever it is, doesn't really understand at any given moment exactly what the process is supposed to be, then I believe the meeting should be, like, perhaps put an order to a halt for a second until somebody who does is aware. You can clarify that to the chair if there's any questions. And for me, that is the requirement for being chair. Other than being fair is one thing, but knowing exactly what's supposed to be done for Robert's Rules is the key. And most people, I don't know actually what Robert's Rules. I know Terry does. I know a few other people in this room do. So it is imperative that the chair not only intend to act fair, understand what those rules are and apply them equally without exception. And I think that that is absolutely bottom line from that point on, because it's the chair's ability to show that he is being fair, which is going to keep these meetings in order.
Thank you so much.
Excuse me, I wanted to enter my name.
By the way, I endorse Steve.
Thank you. And
I wanted to enter my name into the record. Bella DeSoto, when I spoke.
Bella DeSoto.
DeSoto, not DeSoto.
DeSoto.
Call the question.
The question has been called.
We have two elections, and we spoke all half and a half an hour.
I'm on this stuff.
We need to be 15 minutes on this and 15 minutes on the other. And we're over all.
The question has been called. We are behind time already.
The question has been called.
We are now taking a vote on the call.
I believe under the Roberts Rules, a second is required to call the question.
It has been seconded. All those in favor? All those in favor?
I'm calling
the question to vote now. All those opposed?
We have one listener who wanted to.
Shall we give this just one listener as the last listener? And I don't know who this stranger is over here, but I just want to think he's a CIA.
Excuse me. May I argue against having two more listeners?
No.
You're going to take the time that they, in which they could. But I would maybe ask the next one. If the listeners who want to speak all raise their hands at once so we know
because
who wants
to speak.
This gentleman's hand was up.
So
can we make you the last one?
No,
I'm saying, can we make this gentleman the last one?
Yeah.
Because it can continue, and we want to bring it to a halt. Yes, please, sir.
Well, I've been thinking all morning that I would volunteer for a new position on the board. LSB therapist. I think that is something that is urgently needed and an appropriate position that might be filled in. And I say that specifically because I have to say something that I don't want to say. And that is the question of who should be board chair here. It's a question of character. What I have observed, I don't know what's really the difference between these two candidates' politics. I don't know the difference between their abilities with Robert Rules. I don't know the difference between their consciousness and delicacy as diplomats. And I don't know the difference in their ability to lay down law. I don't know the difference. What I do know is that Steve Weatherwax is as neutral as you get on this board, right? And that the opportunity to have fairness for both sides, we did not meet last time, lies in voting for Steve Weatherwax. And Chris, let me stress this right now. I'll be real flexible. In Los Angeles terms, I am as close as you get to a plain JC. Okay? I get that. And I'm acutely aware of the extremely prejudice that you express toward JC. I'm extremely aware of your ability to hit a flashpoint, of your hostility, and your lack of control of your temper. I'm extremely aware of what happened at the last governance meeting, and I pray for them. Appoint a therapist before they vote for you.
Thank you so much.
Forgive me for the insulting comment.
Thank you. Shall we take the vote now?
Mr. Judge.
I understand that, but we did say that he was going to be the last one, and we're going to move on. I'm sorry, Mr. Burnett.
We've just gone into our last 5 minutes of the 30.
We've got to take our vote.
We've got to take the vote, and we have a whole number to do. I told the people in the same amount of time. All those in favor of calling the question? Now we'll start the voting.
I'm going to hand out 20 ballots. I ask that if somebody chooses not to state a preference, that they return the ballot and just put NP or no preference on it, so we don't have a discrepancy of having 19 ballots.
That's 20 now.
So
now.
But I wanted to, whoever is elected as chair, to consider Terry Goodman and maybe another person as parliamentarian, so you can have two parliamentarians to alternate.
I like that idea. Yes, Ms. Reed?
This is really more for the body's consideration on the scheduling issue, because this is an ongoing conflict from the finance committee end, and we have to make some decision about the Efren, our business manager, is never able to give us the previous month's numbers regarding payroll and cash balances, et cetera, the numbers everyone would like to have here at the LSB, until approximately the middle of the second week of the following month. So all of our LSB meetings have been scheduled for the first week of the month, meaning that we're never able to bring you current data. Everything is always 1 month behind. So it's really a choice that has to be made here. I asked him at our last finance meeting a couple of days ago, was there any way we could have it like by the end of the first week? And he said, not really. It's really by about the middle of the second week. So it's really a decision here in terms of scheduling for other meetings and stuff. Do you want to continue with a first or second week meeting here in which we will never have current financial data from the previous month, or would you rather schedule the LSB meetings for later in the second week or beginning of the third week of the month, in which case we'd have current data? So that's just a report as to reality. It isn't going to change.
One moment. Chief Next,
Mr. Chairman,
I thought we weren't going to that as an item until the second part after.
We're doing it.
I thought we were still an election of officers.
We are.
We have adjourned.
No, we didn't actually, excuse me.
I know. Well, hold on just a second. So what we're doing while we're waiting, so we're not just doing anything and wasting time, we're trying to take care of some of these issues now. Instead of just talking. There was an amendment that we used on trying to utilize.
Okay, well, part of the amendment to the agenda was to let the chair make the choice at his discretion.
Okay, I just wanted to clear about the timer. When we have gone into simply a delegate session, we're still in, and we've outnumbered the 30 minutes. What is sure? So
thank you so much. One moment, let me deal with this. Is there a suggestion for how much time we want to extend this?
This is very critical. Bella, we have to wait until we've got an extension of time.
So we have a 5-minute extension of time, and if we need to take another one, we'll do it.
A motion has been made for 2 minutes.
Second.
So we can get the announcement. But we have the result. We've had the results, though.
Can we hear them?
So how much time would we like to continue the meeting for the vice chair?
I think 5 minutes.
10 minutes. 5 minutes? 10 minutes?
Start with 5. We can make 10.
5 minutes? We start with 5?
Let's start with 5.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Is there no objection? It has been seconded. 5 minutes. Thank you. Okay, so congratulations.
Congratulations, Steve.
Carrying out the rest of the meeting.
Thank
you all very much. And it's a privilege to serve you.
I would like to give an exit speech if I may. I would seriously like to thank you guys for giving me the honor, and I mean that other word, it means a lot, because I came in here, I didn't know anybody, and nobody knew me, and there were some good things about that and some bad things about that, but you guys trusted me enough to give me the chair position, and it is greatly appreciated. I am humbled by it, and thank you so much.
You're moving out of the hot.
Congratulations. Okay, I didn't see whose hand went up first, but I'll start with you.
I would like to congratulate Steve, and I can guarantee you now that I have now that the vote is over, that Steve would be far more impartial than I, because I would expel Ian, Tracy,
restore decorum to the room.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman. That was a breach of decorum. I demand to restore decorum to the room.
Okay, sure.
I would like to recommend to follow up on Margaret's proposal, and I would like to ask Terry Goodman to sit at the table as the parliamentarian with whom the chair can consult.
Unless I mentioned in the hubbub, there wasn't actually an announcement as to who won, what the vote was, and that should be done for the secretarial record.
11 to 9.
11 to 9.
In favor of...
So the secretary has that in the notes. I didn't hear it.
Okay, 11 to 9 in case you...
Yeah.
I don't know if we have to announce the result. We have to announce the chair.
The next item is the vice chair election. So that's what we just did in time to find it.
Okay.
So who are the nominees?
Who are the nominees?
Only David Allen.
Hang on, before that.
All right, Mark.